This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast. Tomorrow, 33 for a high. Thursday, 27. Friday, 39. Saturday, chance of snow or rain during the day. High of 42 degrees. Sunday, high of 36. Currently, Minneapolis, mostly clear and 25 degrees. Ken Novak Jr. knows a whole lot about the game of basketball. Storied coach, of course, at Hopkins High School. State championships have been a norm. And I can, there's two players in the NBA right now from his program, and I can remember both of them. When I had conversations with him in high school, he said, on individual conversations about each one, he said, they're going to make some money someday. And I thought, I wonder how you can project that right now versus the great player. And he joins us now. Ken, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, good. What is the skill set that you would see in high school that says, yeah, because you had so many great college players, but what is the defining thing in a guy like Najee or Coffey that you go, hey, they got NBA skills?
You know what? Part of it is, you know, all the kids want to say what you have to do is everybody, the parents, they want to think that you have to score. Mm-hmm. But what made those kids different is they actually had just such a good feel of the game. Their feel was phenomenal. And they could play, they could practice, they had good concentration, focus skills, but they just had a natural feel that came with it, and they enjoyed basketball and they played it a ton. You know, you never know, because you never know what's going to take place, but I did think both of them had a really good shot at it. And you know, both of them were kids that, you know, people didn't look at right away, and so it's not like something like eighth grade or ninth grade. Everybody's going to say this guy's a phenom.
Yeah.
But by the time they were seniors, you could tell they were going to be pretty good players.
Do you only develop that through playing a lot of pickup basketball? How do you develop a court sense and a feel of what we call either basketball IQ or basketball instincts?
You know, that's a real debatable issue. I think part of it is taught. Part of it is going to be learned. You know, a lot of it's how the brain works and how the kids work, when they're playing it. Both players were players that, you know, weren't worried so much about their own individual stats. They were really worried about seeing the game as a whole, trying to win games. And when that happens, you start being able to anticipate better than anybody else. And both of their work ethics were special. I mean, you know, it's like a Zeke. Zeke, we talked about the first thing he had to do that first year is, he had to really be able to shoot the ball. Now, he always could shoot it, but in order to play in the NBA, those guys just plain knock it down.
Yep.
And he literally spent 3-4 hours a day just shooting the ball. This year, in order to get more court time, we really wanted to concentrate on him being able to defend and rebound. And we needed to defend multiple players because in the NBA, there's so many switches that are going to be going on.
Yeah.
And Zeke literally spends 2 hours every day before every game going through the other team, who he might be guarding, what they're doing, their tendencies. He's trying to create a, a brain patterning that makes it go. And the next year he wants to put the ball on the floor and start getting shots for other people. Amir was always really good at that. Amir's ability to move the ball, it's a little bit like Paige Bueckers. Everybody talks about Paige Bueckers, but I don't think they realize how well she sees the game, and her passes are on target and on time every time, and it's what makes her special.
Well, yeah, Kerwin Walton sitting out there in North Carolina, he's had kind of an up and down year of career there for a couple of years, and I watch him work out in the summer, and I go, you'd swear it's an NBA player. Is that a question of system? Is that a question because he is so skilled in individual workouts? Hey, what happens sometimes to the guy that looks like an NBA player and it's not going well so far? Or is that one of those things where a different system would do him good, or what is it?
You know, I think a different system, different players might be good for him. He shoots the ball unbelievably well. Last year, playing for Roy Williams, he really had a great year. I think he set a record in North Carolina, number threes. They have two guards that I think are both point guards. They both play. They were both the top 15 in the nation. And they're getting time. They're shoot-first guys. And, you know, that hasn't been the greatest thing for Kerwin. It'll be interesting. So much becomes confidence about getting playing time. If you get playing time, it's amazing what can take place. Taking advantage of that playing time when you do have it, knowing what everybody's looking for. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens with him this year.
Ken Novak, Jr., Hopkins coach, is our guest tonight. You've coached a lot. You even play an eighth grader right now. Did you ever think you'd do that?
You know, the toughest thing for playing junior high kids is more emotional than it is even physical. Kids are so skilled right now that they become special. But emotionally, it's very, very difficult for them to. There's part of a young kid's body and mind that becomes a very self-absorption. They see everything in terms of themselves. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is you want to see the game in terms of everybody else. Now, Jaden Moore, who plays for me as an eighth grader, and he's our point guard, he's kind of special in the sense that he does see the game a little differently than most. The guy that was I thought was similar to him was Tyus Jones. Now, that's high praise. You never can know if a kid's going to be able to be as good as Tyus is going to be. But he had a special feel. He was a north-south player, and he could attack. And Jaden's doing a very, very good job for us. I mean, he's having a little bit of ups and downs, but I tell you what, he's far exceeded what I thought he could do.
Well, I tell you, though, I didn't realize it was him when I was at one of your games, and then I grabbed the program, and you go, that's the eighth grader? I thought that was a junior. You know what I'm saying? He just looks like the moment's not too big for him.
No, he doesn't. And he's just not afraid to attack. And he's got a really low and wide center gravity. So when he's dribbling the ball, he gets outside the defender's feet very, very easily, which is really important. Most kids don't do that. They go to their training facilities, they work on their ball handling, but they're not working on trying to get outside the defender's feet to make him shift, to get his hips turning so then you can go the other direction and make him have to turn his hips again. And Jaden does it very naturally.
You've got another Najee there, Elvis Najee. And again, the ISON play, I think he had eight dunks or something like that. He's a big body. How does he project to you? What is his upside?
You know, he's got more work to do. He's a very, very good player, great, nice kid, supreme athlete. Now, the difference between Zeke and him is Zeke probably had 3 inches on him. Yep. Now, he's more of a 6'7", 6'8", type guy. And the problem is, on the next level, that can be, he'd probably project to be like a four-man. And, he's really been working on his outside game, his ball handling. You got to see the floor a little bit better. He has a tendency to hurry. But he's really improved. I mean, in the last last night he didn't play as well, but before that, I think in 3 games he had like 80 points and had done very, very well. But he's still a work in progress, which all these kids are. Everybody is.
When a college Hopefully coach comes to watch, say, Hopkins, and many times you'll have, three or four really good, Division I players, one of those three or four is probably not going to score a lot of points that night or show up, statistically in a big way, just the nature of the game. Can college coaches tell, despite what numbers they put up in front of them, if they can play or not?
That's the part that I don't think most people get. They really don't look at those numbers the way everybody thinks. They don't look at the scoring. Royce White, who was, you know, a lottery pick, averaged 14.5 points a game.
Yep.
He could have averaged 30 a game.
Yep.
Easily. And he was by far one of the best players I've had, him and Chris Humphries. But what happens is he had the ability to make other people better. He was a kid that you wanted to play with. And that's the same thing with Amir. Amir goes to the Clippers. And, you know, same thing with Zeke. Zeke's playing with, what's his name, the big kid from the Denver guy, Jokic.
Jokic, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he's got to understand, he's not going in to be a scorer. They don't want him to be a scorer. They want him to be able to knock down shots. They want him to be able to defend. They want him to be able to move the ball. And some of these kids come out and thinking, hey, I got to be a scorer. Well, you're not going in to be a scorer. They want you to do the other things. One of the most unappreciated facts in the NBA, and guys, they're looking for guys that can guard one-on-one. If you can shoot the ball and guard one-on-one, you have a shot at things. And Amir could do those things, and he could pass. His passing was literally phenomenal. I don't think there's been many kids. Royce was very similar to it. But he could see over the defense, and his ability to hit the open man on time was really special. And I don't know if most people even really understand that.
Is it possible to guard one-on-one effectively if you're not quick?
You know, I think you can. You don't have to be the most quick person, but you have to understand tendencies. I mean, that's why I said Zeke is going to, you know, study. You know, we were talking about just the other day, we were just talking about guarding Kyrie Irving, which we thought was the toughest guy to guard that he's guarded. And everybody has tendencies, and what you have to do is you have to understand their tendencies. You have to imprint them in your brain. You have to basically create kind of a memory for it. So what happens is you get this mirror image of what's going to take place, and you can see it's going to happen beforehand. And that's why the study part becomes very, very important. And once you get the tendency down, your ability to anticipate becomes really critical. And he's doing that. And most kids, when they watch a game, they're watching some highlight or they're watching, you know, just watching the game, just kind of enjoying it. You really got to love the game so much that you want to sit down and really try to figure it out, really study it. And you can do it. You don't have to be as quick as everybody thinks. Now, it helps. You know, my nephew, Blake Hoffarber, you know, wasn't the quickest kid, didn't jump the highest, but he could shoot it. He could pass it unbelievably well. He had great instincts and wasn't the quickest kid, didn't jump the highest, but he could shoot it. He could pass it unbelievably well. He had great instincts, and you know, he was a top Big Ten player.
Oh yeah, for sure, and a smart player, obviously, too. When they get to the summertime, does AAU in general develop their skills, or is that just the time where you try to play for exposure, and all that your development comes on your individual work?
You know, the problem is, I think kids make a mistake because they think exposure is more critical than it is. If you're good enough, they will find you. I mean, these colleges are looking all over the place, and they're seeing people right away. Even Kerwin's not playing as much as we'd like in North Carolina, but he's having a workout with the Nets once the season ends. They're still looking at what kids can do and how they project. I think what happens is that people start going into the AU. The AC season is totally different than high school basketball. It's much more of a pickup game. It's not as intense. It's a looser game. And, you know, I think they look at athletic ability. They look at some things that you can show in that. But you're going to have to show more than just AU. Even though it still will help, they're going to be looking at you because they're studying everything because everybody wants – you know, everybody wants to make good decisions when they're recruiting.
What do you tell your kids about how to select an AAU or a summer team?
You know, I try to stay out of it, to tell you the honest truth. I don't do much. The one thing I just tell them, if you're going AAU, you've got to make sure you're working on your game. You got to make sure you have the intensity in your game. And when you are working on your individual skills, The problem is when I'm working just on my English skills, you got to be careful because there is a lot of times no culture, contextual interference. There isn't a lot of things taking place. And just for me to handle the ball and, you know, beat a cone is totally different than beating my man plus someone else that's coming over. Am I going to draw 2-1? Can I find the next player? And the guys that end up being really good have that sixth sense of being able to see the other players. Now, if I'm working out even against a cone and I can visualize where the rotations are going to be coming, and there are certain rotations and certain patterns that take place, and kids have to understand those patterns. You know, I think Kerwin's dad, who works out at Drive, will tell you, I mean, when he came to our practices, Shaka Smart, Roy Williams, all those guys came in, and they were amazed at the detail and the complexity that we were playing with, which we were trying to get them to understand and see. And sometimes that actually hurts us when our team-wise, because we're working on certain things that in the high school level, they might not always have to know or do.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times we're playing for that next level. We're playing for eliteness. And I tell you what, they have to understand that. I mean, they should know if I got the ball and I'm going baseline, okay, where is the defense rotating? Because if I know where they're rotating, I know what they look for. It's a little bit like, you know, the Tom Brady effect.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady doesn't have to see things as much because he knows as soon as he sees this guy move, he knows that where the next defender is going to be moving to. So he, just in a split second, he can make those recognitions and those decisions. And so it's probably more complex than people think, but at the same time, it becomes very easy. But you just have to really know and study what you're looking for.
Do you have to be a good shooter to play college right now?
I really think shooting's become really, really critical. I don't think if you can shoot, you're going to have a tough time playing. In the NBA, you can't play anymore unless you're, you know, 7'2 and stronger than heck.
Yeah, there's about three guys like that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's even true in college. Because college is becoming elite enough that if you can't shoot, you're going to get shots. You know, the old concept of a coach, I'm open. Well, sometimes there's a reason you're open. You do have to shoot the ball. But more than anything else now, that has become really critical. And the funny part is, even in high school basketball, if you can really shoot, there's generally a place for you if you can defend and pass it all.
Ken, always appreciate it. I could talk to you for hours, but look forward to seeing you here as we head towards the postseason. But thanks for giving us some time.
Mike, we love you. Thank you.
You bet. Me too. Ken Novak Jr., always fun visiting with him about everything. Take a break. Come back. Sports with Max.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.